This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Consider this number, 6,891. That's the total number of banks in America, down from a peak of 18,000, according to new data from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. The remaining banks tend to be bigger, and that makes a difference, as Marketplace's Chrissy Clark reports.
It's mostly smaller local banks that have been disappearing, either merged with bigger banks or collapsed altogether. The result?
It's tougher to find the little bank on the corner that, you know, knows your name.
That's bank analyst Nancy Bush. She says small business owners are feeling this the most, since small banks are often more likely to sit down with you
and look at the intricacies of the way you have to finance your small business.
Record low interest rates have made it hard for smaller banks to earn revenue, since they make most of their money through charging interest on loans. Another factor?
The steady ratcheting up of regulations in the banking industry. More scrutiny, more paperwork.
And more costs to run a bank. These regulations were largely meant to rein in the risk-taking of bigger banks, but those banks can also handle these new regulatory costs more easily. As one community banker put it, the question for the little guys is, can you now be too small to succeed? I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.